Welcome to the WrestleCast after WrestleMania 31, where Seth Rollins just motherfucking cashed in, right, Wayne?
I'm taking it you've just cummed yourself.
Fucking hell, that was amazing. That was the best way. Go ahead, Wayne.
That was pretty damn good show all around, I thought.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree. 100% agree. That's the best way to end that match ever. Fucking ever. Oh, my God. It was such a good way to end that WrestleMania. I can't think of a better way to end it. And it wasn't like what we thought. Someone was going to win and then someone's going to come out. He did it in the middle of the match.
No, never seen that before. That's a new way of doing it. That's pretty damn good.
It's so good. So good. Kyle, what do you think about that, man?
Absolutely fantastic. The best way it could have happened. There couldn't have been a better ending to the night, definitely.
Oh, so good. I can't tell you how just... Oh, I was fucking marking out, guys. In case you don't know, I was... My throat, man. Literally, I'm fucked up. I was screaming so much. I was like, yeah! Oh, it was good. It was so good. So good. All right, so let's go over real quick. Let's do tag team match. Let's do a tag team match. What did you guys think about the tag team match?
God, that seemed like hours ago. Well, it was, funny enough.
It was hours ago.
Fuck me.
It were alright, but it were a bit of a fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, exactly. Commentators proper fucking buried it.
They did, and it was just not that. It was not that good. It really wasn't that good at all.
The timing was off.
Yeah. The ref didn't know who was in. The ref didn't know who was out. Oh, it was not good. Yeah, what'd you guys think about the Andre Giant Battle Memorial?
Battle Memorial.
yeah, that's all I got.
Well, I got my pick, right, so we're happy with that, going with Big Show at the beginning, but other than that...
Hey, call me back, my phone actually picked up.
What the fuck, what? A fucking recording, Andy. Jesus Christ. Biohazard, you have to wake up in the morning. What did you think about the Andre Giant Battle Memorial, Battle Royal, or whatever the fuck it is?
Battle Memorial, Battle Royal.
That's funny. What the fuck does that from there?
I've been drinking quite a bit tonight. Anyway, go ahead.
I thought it was good. It did what it did,
It did what it did.
Wow. All right, thank you, Bio.
It was a match that nobody really gave a shit about.
Like wrestling.
It doesn't, not tonight.
All right, Andy Anderson, what'd you think about the overall? I know you have to go to bed soon, too. What'd you think about the overall?
Okay, but what's up? Well, I thought this was awesome, man.
Jesus Christ.
I like this WrestleMania better than last year, man. This was fucking awesome.
Better than last year?
Yes.
Oh,
hey, that's my fucking opinion.
All right, let's do this. Jesus Christ. All right.
That's like a bunch of little fucking girls over there.
Because I'm like, we were doing great until fucking and Andy showed up. Fatal 4-way tag team. Andy, fatal 4-way tag team.
What about it?
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that. Bio, fatal 4-way tag team match. What do you got to say about that?
It was good. It was kind of a clusterfuck ending, though.
Yeah, it was a clusterfuck ending. The ref didn't know who was going in on it. The ref didn't know who was man. It was a really clusterfuck. What about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
You're not going to ask anybody else? What the fuck?
I'm not going to ask you because every time I get throw to you, you fuck it up. Jesus Christ. Bio, Big Show won that one. Nobody got it right. Big Show won that one.
Like I said, it's one of those matches that I don't think a whole lot of us cared about. Big Show winning it, he should have won it last year, but at least he won it this year.
Okay. Andy, what do you think about that?
I liked it. I wouldn't have picked Big Show. I thought either Ryback or Sheamus was going to win, but he wasn't even fucking at WrestleMania.
He wasn't even at WrestleMania. That's right. And Kai and Ant Wayne.
What?
Battle Memorial.
Battle
Memorial.
I didn't think it was a bad one. It was just I didn't like the result. It wasn't that it was a bad match. It was just. It's a clusterfuck. They are what they are.
Okay.
And that's why it was on the pre-show.
Yeah, it was fine for the pre-show.
Pre-show, yeah. Done the job.
I thought it was probably one of the better battle royals they've ever had.
It wasn't as good as last year's.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Bio IC ladder match. Bray Wyatt. Daniel
Bray
Bryan.
Wyatt.
Daniel Bryan won this one.
All right. You've been drinking too, haven't you?
Yes. Quite a bit.
The match overall, I actually really enjoyed it. And then the ending where they had all the legends congratulate Daniel Bryan. It shows that they're trying to bring importance back to the Intercontinental title, back to the way it used to be.
Yep. Double A, go ahead.
Question. Has Ric Flair even won the IC title before? I mean, I didn't understand him in that whole picture of that IC title.
You know what Ric Flair has to do with that?
Woo! He's Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay, whatever.
Anyway.
I mean,
what did you think about the match, Andy?
What did I think about the match? I liked it. Did you see the frickin' bump that Dean took? Holy shit. I thought he hit his head.
He did
that
hit his head.
That's fucking awesome.
He did hit his head. I mean, it was pretty bad. It was pretty rough.
It's uncomfortable to watch ones like that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Boys in England, what did you guys think about the IC ladder match?
I think we all enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely the spot from Dean was fantastic and horrific at the same time.
I like the finish, the headbutt finish.
Yeah. I think that's the correct result as well to push the mid-card titles. Yeah.
Again, for some reason, I think Dean should have been back in that for a minute. I don't know why I think that.
I think it was a way to get him looking strong, but out of the picture.
Gotcha.
I think it's sort of
I would agree with you there. Yeah.
All right. AJ Page versus the Bellas. Team Hot versus Bellas. Biohazard.
Team Hot versus Team Not, yeah.
Yep.
For the Give Divas a Chance thing, they got a decent amount of time. The match overall was better than what they've been doing lately. And it's just the ending was really, really predictable.
Andy, what'd you think about the Bellas match?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't even watch the match.
Okay.
Fucking
there you
damn
go.
It.
There you go. There you go. Team England, what'd you guys think about it? Wayne, Ant?
We actually thought it was pretty decent.
It was a good match.
They gave them a chance and they run with it.
They took the momentum from the ladder match and kept it ticking over all right.
They really did. They really did. AJ Page won on that one, guys. The Bellas did very well. I thought, I didn't think it was anything slight, anything behind, anything dirty or anything like that.
Andy, Ric Flair was Intercontinental Champion for 155 days.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
Okay, awesome.
Sting versus Triple H, Biohazard.
Mark out match of the night.
Wasn't it? It was, wasn't it?
Fucking NWO DX. Really?
Yeah, really.
It's been a little while since I've had a shocking moment in wrestling, and that was one.
Shawn Michaels appearing in the corner out of nowhere.
That was good.
It's fantastic, fantastic. Sting. I mean, Triple H won on that one. Everyone else lost. Double A, what do you think?
I was just checking to see if Ant wasn't bullshitting me, so I was even fucking listening to you. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Jesus Christ. England guys. You guys, we were talking about that match a lot on Skype. We were talking.
Yeah, fuck yeah. From the entrances to the end, it was just horrifically mark out. And we were jumping up and down, screaming at the telly. I mean, it's going to be one
everything
of those
you asked for. You got, you wanted Sean, and you
exactly
got him.
What WrestleMania is all about.
That Triple H entrance is going to go down as one of the best entrances ever.
Definitely. We loved it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You know, the DX NWO thing was amazing.
For crying out loud, what? What was wrong with that entrance?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I like year's entrance more, but I understood the significance of this one.
Thank you. Andy?
I like the entrance. I was marking out the whole fucking time. My son was, he don't even really know everything, but he was going, this is awesome, for like 15 minutes, and it was great.
I'm so sad we didn't hear that on Skype. Cena versus...
He was like screaming like a little girl, and I was probably screaming like a little girl too.
Cena versus Rusev. Everybody won except for Heavy Set on that one. Bio, go ahead.
Heavy Set, we told you so.
He'll probably never listen to this. Double A. Cena won. Finally pinned Rusev. 1, 2, 3.
my son marked out, and I loved it. That's the only match I freaking got right besides the whole ending deal, but that was
Speaking of
getting things right, how about my 15 points there?
We're not talking about that yet. We'll talk about that in Russell. This is the wrap up. It's always all right. Guys from the UK, Cena versus Rusev.
Tank was awesome, wasn't it?
Kai?
It was. He did the job. The match was decent, but I think it struggled to hold the crowd at times.
I think it did too. In other words, Kai was falling asleep during that match, essentially.
I was accused of falling asleep. But it's hard to fall asleep when Wayne and Ant are farting the entire way through it.
Wayne, what did you think about that match?
Rusev had a nice coat on when he come down to the ring, didn't he?
That's exactly what Wayne... After all that, Rusev rode in on a tank. Lana came out in a beautiful white tight dress with a mink around her neck, with the belt around the other side of her shoulder, with the flag flowing behind her, and Wayne says, he's got a nice bright coat on.
Wayne is checking out Rusev.
I'm telling you.
All I can say is, who's Lana kidding? Wearing white? Come on.
Look who's talking, buddy. Look who's talking. Orton versus Seth Rollins, Biohazard.
That fucking RKO coming off the curb stomp was the most beautiful RKO that I've seen.
It was really beautiful. It was very beautiful. It was
like, you can compare it to the 450 into the RKO.
Oh yeah,
the power bomb to the RKO. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that one.
What else is
significant? Yeah, yeah. Double A.
I have to agree. I like the RKO. The only thing that could have been better was the Phoenix Splash into the RKO. But I don't think they could have pulled that off.
I said that earlier.
Yeah. UK guys.
Yeah, I thought it was a decent match. Decent. Definitely that RKO was an amazing spot.
It was amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
They've got to run out of ways of doing the RKO soon, ain't they?
No, they don't. Actually,
he'll retire by then.
Yeah, exactly. It's the perfect move. It's literally the perfect move. Then the final match, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. All of us got this wrong, yet almost all of us got this right as far as betting points. Go ahead.
You missed Bray Taker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did miss Bray Taker. Bray Taker. Bio, go ahead. Bray Taker.
That match, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Were you really?
I mark out for Undertaker. He's always been one of my favorites. Bray is one of my newcomer favorites. Having them face off, none of us knew if Undertaker was actually going to come back this year until 4 weeks ago. So to have them actually face off, I mark out.
Double A?
All I got to say is, he still got it. He still got it.
No, he doesn't. UK.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. I quite liked the bit when he was in his sort of spider thing and propped himself up. I quite like that bit. It was okay. You know, it's a Taker match. I don't know what people are going to expect. He's a 50-year-old man.
Kai?
I thought Taker looked better, but
the match was
still going to be slow, and obviously they're trying to suit both styles, so...
Kai?
Yeah, the style of the match was obviously going to be slow, like Wayne said, but I think, you know, the fact that we got to see Taker again is, you know, the good thing, and now could it lead to a Sting match maybe next year? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still in the camp that Wyatt should have won. I really am. I'm sorry. I just am. That's the way it is.
I think if Taker is retiring, like the rumors say, next year, then Taker should have won to have his final match next year. You know,
Taker should have won. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, guys, as we talk about at the beginning of the show. Biohazard, give us your rundown.
It was a good back and forth right in the beginning, and then you had a suplex. Suplex City, bitch, up in there.
Suplex City. Welcome to Suplex City, bitch. Trending on Twitter.
I think he only hit like 10 instead of 16, though.
I don't care. Double A.
I remember right.
Yeah.
How dare Roman make Brock bleed his own blood? I mean, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. UK crowd.
Well, I've got to say, that match had me by the end. It was, you know, at the start, it was like, it's not going to be a squash. Then it was like, fuck, it actually is going to be. And then it got to Roman Reigns was going to kick out of every fucking thing, and I was getting angry then, but my God, you didn't see the cash in because the timing was so weird at the end of the show.
Yeah, because there was only 4 minutes left of the show.
Oh, no. Kai, there was 2 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And then we're thinking, oh, now it's going to be Super Roman and he's going to come back and win. And then obviously the big swerve happened.
And
I really enjoyed the match. I think everyone came out of that match looking strong as fuck, you know, everyone. And the fact that I would have been happy with Lesnar winning. I would have been happy with Reigns winning. But WWE have given us Seth Rollins winning. And that's just made me an incredibly happy man.
I agree. I 100% agree. You couldn't have, between those two, if you're going to keep the belt going, you're going to keep both those guys current and recent. They can't lose. Bringing Seth Rollins into the mix is the only smart thing to do. He's complete opposite of those two, which are exactly the same thing. They're exactly behemoths and strong guys and strong style. Seth Rollins is technical and he's fast and he's wily and he's a bad guy. When those two aren't right now, those two are faces, essentially. I think having him come in the middle of the match, because technically you can cash it in whenever you want. He's the first guy that cashed it in at WrestleMania ever in history. He's the first guy that's ever cashed it in during a match or towards the end. I mean, during a match and won. It's Seth Rollins' year, man. That's what it is.
It was brilliant. I just thought it was brilliant.
It's fucking brilliant. Biohazard, give us your score for this one.
Fucking brilliant. My score out of 10?
Whatever. I don't know. Out of ducks, it doesn't matter.
Out of ducks.
Yeah.
I'll give it 8.5 ducks out of 10.
There you go. 8.5 ducks out of 10. AA, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a motherfucking 10 eggs out of a duck's ass, baby.
AA gets it. Wayne, how many ducks' ass eggs are you going to give it?
Ducks. Oh, I've just got it. Sorry. 10. Fuck
10.
It.
10. Fuck. Motherfucking fuck 10. It. It's a 10.
Ant, you don't get shows like that every week.
Ant, what are you going to...
I'm giving it 8.5.
8.5? That's pretty.
Duck eggs.
That's pretty.
Boiled duck eggs.
That's pretty.
I'm giving it 8.5. It kind of bored me. I took a nap in the middle. What high. The fuck?
Andy Anderson, you're fucking here. I'll bitch that you prick.
You know, Ant's the only person that defends you, and then you shit all over.
I know. Kai, how many duck eggs?
It's because I love Ant, man. How many? I shit on the
shut up, Andy. Shut up, Andy. Kai, how many duck eggs are you giving it?
I think I'm there with Ant. I think I'm giving it 8.5. Close to perfect.
I give it a 9. I really do. I give it a 9. I think the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal was actually pretty good. The tag team match was lackluster and confusing. It wasn't very good. The promo between Stephanie, Triple H, and The Rock went on a little bit long, but it was really fun to go along with that ride with Ronda Rousey. That was a lot of fun. And a lot of UFC fans marked out. Good.
Hashtag time killer.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag wait till the sun goes down because we're trying to get Undertaker's lightning to go through the arena. I thought that was really good. I thought almost every match in the pay-per-view was good. The only one I didn't like was the Bray Wyatt Undertaker one. Not just because the ending, I just didn't care for it. It was a time killer to me. Undertaker just didn't have it. Bray was waiting for him a lot of the times. My opinion only. And that's all we got. Anybody want to say anything else before we leave?
No, I'm good.
No, everybody good?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Did everybody enjoy WrestleMania?
Yes.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Wayne?
Yeah.
That's it for Cerebus.
Wrong show.
Yeah, wrong show. That's it for WrestleCast this week on the WrestleMania. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday morning. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.